This is Maria Jose and Magdalena. Today in our weekly podcast, let's talk about the evolution of fashion focus in Spain. If we go back to the beginning, when the fig leaf was created, clothes were created, and when clothes were created, fashion was created. In prehistory, it was the use of fur to protect oneself from external agents. Later, in Egypt, the aesthetic element is clearly seen. In the Middle Ages, long Greek and Roman robes were left behind. During the Renaissance, long dresses for women and pants for men appeared.
But without a doubt, the great fashion revolution took place in the 20th century. The women uprising appeared and significant change in their clothing. They say goodbye to the flapper corset short to use loose fitting dresses with fringe, hair bands and garçon haircuts.
It was in the 20s when hot couture reaches the golden age in Spain. Then only the rich allowed themselves the two-piece jacket suit, the women with the skirt below their knees, court shoes, incredible hats over amazing abdos, and the star accessory, the gloves.
Here in Spain, the Civil War and the post-war period eclipsed fashion as well. When the 60s came, hippie culture next to the sun and beaches supposed the light at the end of the tunnel. The rise of the miniskirt next to the hippie movement closely linked to Ibiza and Balearic Islands. Would Maciel have won the Eurovision Song Contest without a miniskirt?
Maybe. The definitive rise of women is from the 60s as well. They were already beginning to move into a university environment, work outside the home, and wear smaller size garments. The piece from the decade was the lavish bikini that came to stay. In the 70s, the hippie count continued, and with them the social revolution. Youngsters wore colorful clothes and bell bottoms. Women made a face, their face, painted nails and hair, and often wore belts.
In the 80s, the Madrid movement, with music at its flat, was marked by bouffant and various color hairs. Large necklines, platform shoes, leather, lace, and black color clothes. It was the moment of the shoulder pad.
In the 90s, the excesses of the 80s gave rise to a minimalist fashion, basic jeans and t-shirts, tracksuits, checked shirts, and the tie-dye trend. The new century began as a dark age with the low waist pants, skimpy tops, tight garments, and overlays.
Going back to the 90s, with a general change in all aspects, previous trend reappeared. As my grandmother saying, fashion is a sack full of clothes. You move and remove, and you get something every time.
In this day and age, we are fighting against overproduction and a more sustainable future. Today, fashion plays an important role in the economy. It accounts for 80% of exports. Spain is the second country that sells the most bridal fashion. Our footwear is strong in international markets.
The figures don't stop increasing, and online sales grow exponentially. The catwalks in Madrid and Barcelona are creative benchmarks for innovation. No one could deny that Spanish fashion has an enormous influence worldwide, with international representatives like Balenciaga, Paco Rabanne, Pertegaz, Leo Benhayer, Francis Montesinos, Adolfo Domínguez, or Agatha Ruiz de la Prada.
How could we miss in the fashion world the iconic Corte Inglés department store that was consolidated in the 60s? It's already spring, or it's summertime, or it's incredible Christmas adverts. We could not forget Eida Amancio Ortega that invented fast fashion in the 70s. He has become one of the richest men in the world with his complex chain of fashion stores that houses world-renowned names such as Zara, Mango, Pulvier, Massimo Dutti, Bershka, Stradivario, Isho, or Zara Home.
Going back in time, Mantilla and Manila Shawl deserve a truly special big mention. They are the national accessory per excellence. The first one is a piece of lace with which the hair is decorated at festive events. It goes over the hair, resting on a comb. It's a symbol not only of religiousness and mourning, but also of power, elegance, and distinction.
The Manila Shawl is a square silk canvas embroidered with colors and with fringes around its perimeter. Although of Chinese origin, it became popular in Spain from the 18th century until now as a complement to women's wardrobes. It is associated with the Andalusian woman, Madrid traditionalism, flamenco, and elegance.
For all that reason, the history of fashion is written in Spanish. We are fashionable.